and listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment's brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Ooh, I bet you want to do attend a trade show in your life, but it all seems so complicated and intimidating. What do I bring? Do I have to get a license? Do I bring cash? I mean, it's just overwhelming, but you know something? Charlene Anderson, who's also known on eBay as top-rated seller purveyor of all things creative, that's all one word, has agreed to come visit with us because she wants to tell us what you need to know before you go to a trade show. So, Charlene, before I ask you the first question, are you going to eBay Open?
I'm not, because it conflicts with the trade show I'm going to.
Ooh, I thought there might be a problem with it. Is the trade show in Las Vegas, though, or is it somewhere else?
No, it's in Ohio.
Because there's one in Las Vegas that ASD, I think, is happening that weekend.
Yeah, I'd much rather go to Las Vegas than Cleveland, Ohio. But you go where the money is, and for me, the money's in Ohio for this trade show. So
why is it in Ohio for that trade show?
They move it. This show moves around every year. It's in a different place. It has been in Vegas in the past. It's been in Anaheim. It happens to be in Cleveland this time. So they move around. I think basically it's because whoever can give them the best deal on a convention center and provide the best.
Why do you like them the most? Why do you like them?
This particular show I like because it is exactly targets the niche I sell in.
Which is?
So it is arts and crafts.
Okay.
So
it is 100% arts and crafts related.
And what is it? What's it called?
It's called the National Needlework Association. And this is an interesting show because you have to be a member of their trade group in order to attend the show. So that's one kind of show there is, where you have to be a member. There are other shows with no requirements like that, where all you need is to have a resale license, meaning your sales tax number, and a business card. Others will require different kinds of things to get into. But there's like three different ones. There's open to any retailer, which we who sell on eBay are retailers. There are the ones that require you to be a member of a trade organization, like the TNNA show. And then there's one that have requirements, usually a resale license, a business card. Some will require invoices if you bought things in that particular niche or group of things. The outdoor retailer show is one like that, that they require you to have sold some things in that niche before you can get to the trade show.
I thought that the ASD, anybody can, they let me in.
But yeah, ASD is one of those, the first one, like I said, any retailer can get into ASD. Any old fool. Anybody with a buck and a business card.
Okay, let's say you register. Do you get a complete list of suppliers at that point?
You do. Usually the list is not complete until the day the show opens, because people keep signing up, vendors keep signing up, and you'll get updated lists. The other thing you'll get, which is really valuable, is a lot of emails from the suppliers who are going to be there, because they have your contact from your registration. So you can see that some will send their catalogs by email. Some will ask if you want to make an appointment to meet with them. Some will show you the latest products in their lines, if they've got new colors or styles or whatever in. So you do get all that information. And that kind of leads me to this other little secret. Even if you can't make the show in person and it really fits the kind of things you want to sell, sign up for it anyway, because then you'll have that list available.
Oh, yeah.
And even though you don't go to the show in person, you've got a list of vendors right there that you can just research to your heart's content.
Oh, thank you. That's a good idea.
Well, when you
just
have
that. Just sign up for it.
Yeah, just sign up.
You're going to get stuff.
Do you make appointments to see certain suppliers ahead of time, or do you just show up at their booth?
I do, especially the suppliers that I currently have. My biggest supplier is going to be at the show, and I have an appointment with them because I want to sit down quietly at a desk, not standing in the middle of the booth, talking over, you know, growing business and all that kind of stuff. So I do that definitely with the suppliers. I want some one-on-one private time. And then as I go through that list that we all get, if I see one that really, really interests me, I'll make an appointment. But the rest of them, I just walk up and down the aisles and see what strikes my fancy, because you never know what you'll find. Sometimes those booths that look like really uninspired and boring have the greatest products in them. I have found one of my best-selling products in a booth that consisted of a handmade sign and two suitcases that the woman brought from India with her products in it. And that was all she could bring with her from India. She set it up. I've been selling her products about 7 years now, and it's been great. And people walked right by it because she didn't have a big flashy booth, you know, kind of thing. So don't let anything get by you.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need no stinking flashy booths.
Well, yeah. I know, except that I'm so easily distracted by anything. So I've
flashiness.
Got really, I know, it's like a bright, shiny new penny.
You know, what do you say to suppliers? I just ran in. I've been trying to find some wholesale situations for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a brand of shoes that I like a lot. And they said they don't want their products sold on eBay, which is kind of interesting since I've bought their products on eBay from other women, but they don't want a wholesaler to do it.
Right. Maybe somebody bought those at a store on sale and
probably
put them on eBay or something.
That's probably what happened. What do you say to suppliers who don't want their products on the internet, especially eBay? Do they still say that to you?
The first one I ask why. Because they may have a very specific reason. It could be that they have given another person their exclusive rights to sell their shoes on eBay. Very possible. Because I have exclusive rights from people to sell their products. So when new people come asking, they say, yeah, you can sell it on your own website or you could sell it in a store, but you can't sell it on eBay. That could be one reason. Another one is some wholesalers think that being on eBay devalues their product. They think it makes it look cheap or whatever if it's on eBay. It's not. We know that's not
true.
Well,
that's just foolish.
It is silly, isn't it?
It is, and I'm so happy that they're so successful.
Yeah, exactly. That they could cut out one whole marketplace.
How nice for them.
So I guess you mentioned before that you do. Do you walk through the whole thing and even all the new booths, everything?
The best place to go first, and I'm so glad you brought that up, I go to the new booth first. And in many shows, they'll be set up in a separate area called the new vendor area or the new products area. I go to those first. Because wouldn't you like to be the first person on eBay selling that widget?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Go there first.
Are you
be the first one that gets there?
Do they have drop ship suppliers in those trade shows?
Yeah. See, I am not a drop ship fan. You can find it, but for the vast majority of what I'll call legitimate wholesalers, meaning brands that you want to deal with, they won't. Not directly from the manufacturer. So I don't even bother looking or asking for those. The nice thing about trade shows is you'll find wholesalers that will let you start an order with $100 or $200. It's not like you need to spend tens of thousands of dollars to get started. I mean, I started my eBay business with a $100 order from a wholesaler. So
you can just dip your toe in a little bit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because who wants to buy 10 pallets of something and find out it doesn't sell?
Well,
then you got it out in your carport.
In your garage.
Oh. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Tell me about it. Let me show you.
Do you ask them when you're sitting down with these people? Do you ever ask for an exclusive to sell on eBay?
I do, and I have a couple of them. I don't tend not to do it the very first thing out of my mouth because it kind of puts people's back up. They're like, "Why are you being so pushy about this? I just met you." So I will see how the conversation goes. And if we're really feeling that kind of vibe, and I did this at another show that was in Anaheim with a vendor in the new products area, we just hit it off. And she says, can you just do all the Amazon sales and then I can just tell everybody no and we won't have to worry about it? But yeah, thank you. You know, what I found is a lot of small manufacturers, small vendors, people who've invented a product, small lines, they want their product everywhere. They're not like the one Griff said that business is so good. They need their product everywhere.
Sure.
But
yeah.
They don't have the time or the knowledge to do it themselves. They want to go invent more stuff, you know?
Yeah,
so they
that
want
makes
somebody
sense.
Else to take that over. So
sure.
If you can be the person that says, I'll manage your eBay sales, you know, I'll do promotions.
And you have to be assertive. You have to be a real entrepreneur.
Well,
when you're sitting down with these people, you can't say, oh, could I possibly get it? you've got to just say, this is why I deserve an exclusive. I have been selling on eBay for 21 years. I have this, and this. I have a proven sales record. I would like to be your exclusive representative on eBay, not, is it possible to, you know.
Yeah. Right. You got to find that place.
My Womanhood to Womanhood seminar comes in handy from time to time.
Well, I mean, but to Charlene's point initially, which was, you know, you just don't want to, like, charge into the booth and say, exclusivity or I'm leaving.
True, but you have to be strong and assertive.
You got to get to know them a little bit. It's like a relationship.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. I agree.
Is going well, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's going great. Okay, I think we're ready to take it to the next level. Oh,
there
excuse me. Oh,
I
no,
want
no,
a
I
ring. Put
that.
A ring on it.
Right.
But you don't want to scare them off. So as Griff said, I think you really have to be really aware of tone and body language to know how it's all going. And then, you know, the more you do this, the better you'll get at it. So, you know, your first booth, you may be a total nervous wreck and all that. By the time you've asked things at 20 booths, you pretty much got the pattern down. And back to what Griff said about showing what you have to offer, I think that's really important. Why should they pick Griff to sell their products instead of me? And that's a logical question. Maybe Griff has a lot more knowledge in that category of products than I do, so he may be the better person. So as you're approaching them, you need to put together your game plan about why I'm the best person for this product.
Charlene Anderson, known on eBay as top-rated seller purveyor, all things creative. Thank you. Come back soon, Char.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure, Charlene. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Up next, sales and memories right here on eBay Radio.
Don't miss this year's eBay Open Seller Celebration. July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. You'll learn, network, meet eBay executives and employees, and party down with your eBay tribe. It's education, information, and inspiration you can't get anywhere else. Spaces are limited and going fast, so register now and book your hotel room at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.